So let's start again. We have come to this point in the example. It is nice that this value given by this formula converge to the multiplier, to the Lagrange multiplier. Okay? Indeed, this equality, these equalities we find out earlier, allow exactly to get this kind of result. So, this is the top theorem that I will state to you. So let's suppose that we have a sequence of penalization parameters Rk which go to plus infinity. Okay? And let's say that Xa is a stationary point. Of the penalized objective function. Okay? In my notes, you also find a more general situation in which this is not exactly zero, but it is a vector of small norm, and the norm goes to zero as k goes to plus infinity. Okay, but to make it simpler, let's say it's a stationary norm. Okay. In the convex case it minimizes the unconstrained penalized form. Well, then if we have this, then each cluster point of the sequence Xk, okay, such that let's say some constraint quantification is satisfied, okay, for instance the linear independence one, so we have the gradient of h, j of x star and the gradient of g I of x star for all active constraints are linear. Okay. More general, I wrote it in the box because I want to say more generally, you can put a constraint qualification there. Okay. So each cluster one satisfies this KKT condition. With the multiplier lambda I star equals the limit for L that goes to plus infinity of 2RK GI plus XKL and analogously mu J star equals 2RKL G, no, H J XKL I'm sorry, Lee. For and subsequences. XKS, which converts to the cluster form. Okay. For the sake of simplicity, let's suppose that the sequence converts. Okay. Because we know we can prove result for cluster points and so on, but in practice what happens is that sequences convert. Okay? To simplify the statement, let's check, let's suppose the sequence converges. And so the sequence converges to a point, x star, which satisfies some constraint qualification. Okay? The role of the constraint qualification is that, well, to have a KKT condition, you must have a constraint qualification. Otherwise, you may end up in a point where KKT conditions are not satisfied and only fixed zone conditions are satisfied. So the role of constraint qualification is to guarantee that you can get KKT conditions. Okay? So your sequence converges to this point, which satisfy the constraint qualification. Well, this method guarantees that that point satisfies the KKT conditions. And the multipliers are done this way. You take the limit of this expression as k goes to infinity. Okay? So you take the limit of this and you get the multiplier. So you find altogether the point and the corresponding multipliers. Okay? Because this is the way, these are multipliers which are satisfied equation by equation, step by step, iteration by iteration. And what you do here is you just take the limit. Okay? And everything is differentiable, continuously differentiable, let's say, so you can take all the limits and everything works fine. Okay? The key point is this equality here. Okay? And the fact that you have a constant qualification. Okay? In the context, this means that this finds the solution. An optimal solution of the problem. Okay? In the non-convex case, you just end up with a KKT point. Okay? But if we know that this is the equivalent of stationarity in the constraint or in the unconstrained case, okay? We know that stationary points are not necessarily minima. Here, and we are able to find stationary points, not necessarily minima. In constraint case, we are able to find points which are stationary in the sense that they satisfy the KKT conditions, but are not necessarily minima. Okay? So, this would be everything about, not everything, okay, everything in a lecture, for this external demonization, except that here we have this bad feature. R has to go necessarily to plus. And we discussed earlier that we can be lucky and stop the procedure after a finite number of iterations with the solution only if you get feasibility, and that means that the gradient of f at that point has to be zero. So very particular, very specific and particular situation, okay, which is unlikely to happen. And indeed, these formulas tell you really that, I mean, you have no chance to stop the growth of this penalty parameter. There are some techniques which try to to say you don't increase if good things happen, if you are getting closer and closer to the physical regions, let's not try to increase this too much. But the fact that this parameter has to go to plus infinity is intrinsically in the method, because you have it here. Okay. Suppose the solution of your problem satisfies the KKT condition, let's say with lambda I star, which is positive. Okay? Well, this positive means this has to be positive. Okay? It means this has to be positive. It means that the sequence can never be feasible. Okay? This has to be positive. And if this is bad, since you are going to a feasible point, because let's stress, KKT condition includes feasibility. Okay, to satisfy KKT condition, you have Lagrange multipliers rules, complementarity slackness, multipliers for inequality constraints must be greater or equal than zero, plus feasibility. Okay, so this is feasible. So this quantity is going to zero. Okay, because it's always positive, but goes to zero as this point is going to a feasible point. Okay, so this is going to zero, but this is a positive fixed number. So, this goes to zero. If this does not go to plus infinity, this limit will be zero. So this has to go to plus infinity. Okay? Well, unless you're lucky, all multipliers are zero. But if all multipliers are zero, then the gradient of f at the point is zero. Okay? So there's no way out. Okay? It's in the nature of the technique. And this might be a trouble. I still have the example, yeah. Okay. Exercise. Compute the Hessian matrix of this function, okay, the penalized function in our example. You will end up with this matrix. I have it, it's 2 times 1 plus r, 2r, this is the first row, the second row is 2r, 1 plus, 2 times 1 plus r, okay? Well, linear algebra exercise, the eigenvectors of these matrix are 1, 1, and 1, minus 1, and the corresponding eigenvalues are 2, and 2 times 1 plus 2r. Okay? Eigenvector, eigenvalue, it's always 2, good. Eigenvector, eigenvalue. No, sorry. This is the minus 6 here. Okay? Well, bad news here is this eigenvector. That is always true, but this eigenvalue, as r goes to plus infinity, goes to plus infinity. Okay? This action maybe has a bad condition. It's ill conditioned when r goes to plus infinity, because one of the eigenvalues goes to plus infinity. So you lose, when you are solving the problem, you might lose accuracy. Okay. you could get into numerical troubles. Okay, I guess you know more than me about ill-conditioned systems. I guess Professor Bevilacqua in this course and probably also in the undergraduate course explains the role of eigenvalues when you are solving problems. So you might end in numerical problems. So you may want to try not to send these penalty parameters to plus infinity. There's a technique you can exploit, and I will start, and I will introduce it today, and we'll complete it on Thursday. A technique that allows you to try and overcome the problem. You don't necessarily succeed in overcoming the problem, but you can give a good try. Okay? Here we discussed that there's no way out. Okay? Unless you are in a very lucky situation, you have to send this parameter to plus infinity. This technique is called the augmented Lagrangian. And give rise to the so-called method of multivariates, which tries to exploit this kind of formulas, okay, but in a different way. Well, it is better to introduce the technique only in the case we have only equality constraints. Okay, so now we want to minimize f subject to equality constraints. Okay, there's a natural way to treat inequalities as equalities, that is, adding appropriate auxiliary variables. For each constraint, you can add a variable, corresponding variable, and state that the equation. Okay? So, if this is zero, the corresponding value of Fi is zero. If this is negative, this is the square root of the absolute value. Okay? So, if you introduce these auxiliary variables, you can always reduce your case with an equality constraint to a case in which we have only equality constraints. And indeed, why do I just stop considering this case? It's not only because you have this transformation, but because the method in the case in which you have inequality constraint can be deduced using this transformation. You add these variables, you see what comes up in that case with those additional variables, and then you cancel them at the end. You notice they are not needed, and so you come up with a method for the more general case. Okay, but the idea and the technique is exactly the same you use for the case with the equality constraints, just exploiting this trick. Okay, so we focus on this case only. In this case, K and T conditions are the following. The gradient of F at the point plus the sum of mu J gradient of AJ at F has to be the zero vector. Okay. We don't have complementarity, because complementarity is just for inequality constraints. These multipliers may be positive or negative, so that what we are left also is feasibility. Okay? So the KKT condition reduces to this. Okay? And did I introduce you the Lagrangian function? I don't know if I did when we did optimality condition. But consider this function as a function of x and the vector mu made by the whose components are these values. Okay, so it is exactly f of x plus sum mu j hj of x. Okay. The Lagrange multiplier rule is nothing but the grade of this Lagrangian function with respect only to the x variables, considering the new variables as parameters. Okay? If you take the gradient, here you get the gradient, here you get the gradient, these are coefficients, so you get exactly this formula. Okay? And this is called the Lagrangian. The Lagrangian function. Okay. You are just saying that the Lagrange multiplier rule is asking for this gradient to be zero, where you consider these multipliers as parameters. Okay. I'm not sure I introduced this during the lecture. I should have. In any case, it is on the right page in my lecture notes as well. The idea is to transform the problem in an equivalent problem, silly modification, and then take the Lagrangian of that new problem. Well, you can simply add something to the objective function. To the objective function, you add this penalization term, okay, but you keep the constraint, okay, you have not changed the problem, because on the feasible region, this is zero, okay, so on the region we are considering, these two functions are exactly the same. They are different outside the physical region, but they are the same on the physical region. Okay? So, this is another way to state this problem. Okay? But it's very helpful. Let's take the Lagrangian of this problem. Can it be negative? I'm sorry, you have this way, you have this term, okay? You have exactly this term. And I'll show you why this is helpful. Because if take the Lagrangian of this, which will depend on R, because you have a parameter. So the Lagrangian now is F plus this term, plus this term. Okay? Let me write this first. Okay? And now, write the Lagrange multiplier rule for this new problem, or which means computing these derivatives for this Lagrangian function. Okay? So, well, okay. The derivative. So, R is a parameter. The vector mu of multipliers is considered as a parameter, we take the derivative with respect to the x-parameters. Okay? So, here, when you take the derivative, you get the gradient of x. Here, this is a parameter, so you get the derivative, and so the gradient of hi, plus sum and here, we have done this earlier. You take the derivative, so you get 2 times r h times the gradient of h j times the gradient of h j. Okay? And this is the key, because take a feasible x. This disappears. What you are left is the first term of the multipliers rule, the left hand side. Okay. So if x is feasible, x and mu j satisfy the KKT conditions, this gradient is zero. Okay. This is very different from what we have in this framework. In this framework, the gradient of this objective function was zero at the feasible point, even only if the gradient of f was zero. Okay. Here you have something much more relevant. If this is zero at the feasible point, then the point satisfies the KKT conditions. Okay. And not the gradient is equal to zero. We have the full KKT condition and not just the particular case. This is the big difference. Okay. Again, the big difference here is that let x bar be feasible. Then there exists mu j bar such that the gradient of this Lagrangian function with respect only to the x variables is zero at the point if and only if mu, which is mu 1 mu p, so it's a vector in p, if and only x bar and mu bar satisfy the KKT conditions for P. I guess you might understand why I didn't want inequality constraints. Inequality constraints could have given us a lot of trouble with the complementarity conditions. Here, we don't have complementarity conditions, so this is a trivial statement once you have the derivative. Okay? Because it means this is zero. Okay? But this is the big difference from this formulation with respect to the ones we have discussed up to now.
Here you have this. If you minimize the external penalization
function on the full space,
you were able to find the physical point if and only if the physical point the gradient is zero.
Here is different. If you, given some multipliers, minimize
this Lagrangian, okay, you get up to a point in which this gradient is zero. Then, if the point you find is feasible,
then you have a point satisfying the KKT conditions. It's more general. You catch more situations. There you could catch only stationary points which are feasible. Here you can catch points which satisfy KKT conditions in general. Okay, so it's a huge step.
It's a bit surprising. We just restated that our problem has been disturbed. Okay? But it makes a big difference. Okay? And now the idea you got it by yourself is to minimize this function over x on the fuller end for given positive r and vector mu of parameter of let's say tangent multiplier. Okay.
Well, what happens? If u is not a vector of multipliers, so there's no way it satisfies the KKT condition with some x. When you minimize this will be zero, the gradient will be zero, but this term won't be zero. You won't be in a feasible point, because if you end up in a feasible point, then you satisfy the KKT condition with x.
Okay. So the basic idea is, let's not minimize
the penalization term, let's minimize this modified Lagrangian.
Okay?
And indeed this is called augmented Lagrangian. With respect to the usual Lagrangian, you added this term.
Okay?
This term allows you to minimize the function even if you are not having a vector of multiplier, a given vector of true multipliers. Okay? Because this term will help.
Okay?
If it is a vector of true multipliers, this will be zero. But otherwise, this will help, because this cannot be zero, but it can be zero exploiting this other term.
Okay?
So the basic idea of the method of multipliers relies on the minimization of this. Of this Lagrangian function, where penalization parameters and vector of tangent multipliers are fixed.
Okay,
so you minimize this function for a given value of r and given values of mu j.
I think we can stop here, so that on Thursday morning I will show you how these things really can be made work. Okay?
And I will show you that it is not necessary to send R to plus infinity. It may happen, you may be unlucky. But if you have a good guess of the multipliers, it does not happen. Okay. And furthermore, here, notice that this plus this is the coefficient of the gradient of Hj. Okay. This gives the idea of alpha plus multipliers. I run this program. Okay. I'm not lucky. I don't get a feasible solution. Okay. Well, there are two possibilities. The penalty parameter is not good enough. Okay. Too small. So I increase it. Or the penalty parameters might be good because I have come much closer to the feasible region than I was before, but the multipliers are not good. Okay? It was not a good guess for the multiplier. So I update them using this formula. Okay? As if the multipliers should be this. It's not this, it's this plus this. So I change from this to this plus this and I repeat. Okay, so this is the idea of the method of multipliers. Okay, now with respect to the classical external penalization, I have more, let's say, parameters I can exploit because I have the multipliers. Okay, and the multipliers may help here. Okay, if they are good. It means that my penalty parameter is not good. I'm too far from the feasible region. It's not big enough. Okay, the minimum values keep being too far from the feasible region. But if the parameter is pretty good, well, I can update the multipliers and in the end come up with the solution and the corresponding multiplier. Okay, so the plan for first in the first hour is to show you this, and then in the second hour I will discuss another technique of penalization, which gives you a completely different view. We want to start from the interior of the physical region, and we don't want to get out, even if we are solving unconstrained problems. We want a way in such. We want to develop something that if we start from the feasible region, from inside the feasible region, and we do unconstrained minimization, we remain in the feasible region. Okay? And then on Tuesday we will conclude the second topic. Okay. That's it.